Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Ed. He says,
I guess this is a follow-up to my question from a few days ago. You were reviewing successful fix-up novels. I thought I'd mention Spider Robinson's Middle Callahan novels. The first ones are short story collections, but by Callahan's lady. They were definitely fix-up novels. By the time of Callahan's Key, they were nearly straight novels. That said, I personally don't think Callahan's Key works. Spider is excellent in short stories, and Lady Slings the Booze is a regular comfort read. So, successful is definitely in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I haven't read the Callahan series, actually. I've read a lot of Spider's short fiction, and I, of course, read Variable Star, which was his completion of a one-quarter completed Heinlein manuscript that Heinlein evidently took elements from it and put them into Citizen of the Galaxy, Starman Jones, and Time for the Stars. You think I'd know, because I just reread all the juveniles this year to do the book on the Heinlein juveniles, but there you go. I didn't realize that those were fix-up novels, because I haven't read the Callahan's ones, but good recommendation. Also, gosh, I hope I'm not spoiling a later comment, but I seem to remember Asimov's Foundation series were also fix-up novels initially. There's been a lot of good fix-up novels over the years.
But you did mention that one before another episode on fix-up novels.
Okay. It's an interesting format. I wish that we had more healthy markets for short fiction so that there was more of an opportunity to put fix-up novels together and to do that thing that so many authors back in the pulp era did where they had a good idea, and they made a short story out of it, and then they later took the short story and expanded it into a novel, often exploring different implications of the idea than the initial short story did. I found quite a lot of those very nice. In fact, I just stumbled, while I was doing research for the Heinlein juvenile book, I stumbled across an instance of that Heinlein did that I wasn't previously aware of, which is that Job, A Comedy of Justice, is an expansion on the central idea of The Unpleasant Profession of Jonathan Hogue, which was a novella, by the standards of the time. So, anyway, that one's been on my mind, because it's a very interesting way to twist that concept around. But, yeah, I suppose that does it for me on this one. Thank you for sending it in, Ed, and I know I owe you an email, and I'll try to get to it later this week, once we get power back. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.